Shalom, shalom, Israel, giving all praise to the Most High and to His Son, Yahweh Shai. Today's class, we're going to go into Israelite children growing up into men and women of the Lord, of God. Because as Israelites coming into this truth, we've become afraid to come into our own. You know, we've been so caught in the mindset of, you know, rely on our elder or rely on our leaders or rely on somebody to lead our life for us instead of coming into our own as men and women of God. And coming into the truth, it's important that we come in as little children. But one thing about little children is they always grow up. Now, when you were a little child, you have to have that humility in your spirit. But that do not mean you cannot come into your own and become that man or woman that leads his life and makes his own decisions and studies for himself and takes charge of his household and is austere in everything that he do. Or she, that woman that comes into her womanhood and can truly be that model of what a young woman should look into. But we're going to start the class. Give me Matthew chapter 18 and verse 1.
The book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 1.
Read.
At the same time came the disciple unto Yahweh Shai, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Has he not answered this question already? Give me Matthew chapter 5 and verse 19. Let's see who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Read this for me, Yah.
The book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 19.
Read.
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men, so he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
See, when you break in the commandments of God, when you're not leading your life in order, you're not teaching yourself this word. One thing, we as Israelites, we too big followers, and we don't teach ourselves and lead ourselves. Yes, we have leadership, but also you need to lead yourself. You cannot just blindly follow anyone. Read.
But whosoever shall do and teach
them. But whosoever shall do and teach them. And when it say teach them, it means be an example. Be an example. When you're doing them, you are showing the people around you how to do them. Read.
Teach them. The same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
This is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Those who do and teach the commandments. And when it say teach, it don't just mean, oh, you on the street corner teaching, or you can pull a precept out of the Bible. That's not what teach mean. Teach mean example.
Right.
Well, the best teachers show by example. Matthew 18 and 2. Let's go back. Read this.
The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 2.
Read.
And Yahweh Shai called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them.
This is an example. This is a template. He say he called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. What is a characteristic of a little child? Is it saying that you really have to become a child?
Teach.
Or is it saying you have to be teachable? Is it saying you have to be able to take correction, humility? Read.
And said, Verily I say unto you,
read.
Except ye be converted.
Except ye be what?
Except ye be converted.
See, there that word converted. Except ye be converted. Read.
And become as a little children.
And what? Did it say become little children? Read it again.
I say unto you, except ye be converted.
Read.
And become as little children.
It say that word as and become as little children. Take on the characteristics of the little children. But do not become children. We are not children. We are the men and women of God. And we need to grow up and act like it. Read.
That's right. You shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Let's learn about what he mean by become as little children. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 10. Because we take that as Israelites, we take that to the extreme, to the point where we just we just quit making decisions for ourselves. We quit leading our lives. We quit actually being men. We quit being women, and we just become followers. We become children in another man's household instead of leading our own households. Read this. All right.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 10.
Read.
Make the heart of these people fat.
Read.
And make their ears heavy.
Read on.
And shut their eyes.
Read on.
These they see with their eyes.
He say, make the heart of these people fat and make their ears heavy and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, read.
And hear with their ears.
And hear with their ears, read.
And understand with their heart.
Read on.
And convert.
And what?
And convert.
Read on.
And be healed.
See, when you come back as that little child, you're coming back to be healed.
Right.
You need to be healed. Give me Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 5. Let's get more on what that spirit as a little child, what that spirit of a little child is supposed to be. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 5. Read this.
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 5.
Read.
Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chastiseth his son.
As a man chastiseth his child, his son, read.
So the Lord thy God chastiseth thee.
But when you come into this truth and you can't be chastised, you can't be corrected, you can't take, when things, bad things happen to you and the pride on you, right, stops you from learning that lesson, you have not come back as a little child.
That's right.
You've seen yourself as higher, as at a higher level, but you're not. You come back as a child in the spirit. Give me Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 10. Read this, Ark.
The book of Proverbs chapter 15 verse 10.
Read.
Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way.
When a man cannot take correction, or when a woman cannot take someone coming and telling her something about herself, she has forsaken the way of God. Read.
And he that hateth reproof shall die.
And he that hateth reproof shall die. Read on.
Hell and destruction are before the Lord.
Hell and destruction are before the Lord. Read.
How much more than the hearts of the children of men.
Of the children of what?
Of the children of men.
How much more your mind of the children of men is before the Lord. Read.
A scorner loveth not one that reprove him.
See, when you don't come in with that humble spirit of a little child, you're going to hate when somebody tell you anything about yourself.
That's right.
And that's a true child. A true little child in the... See, the difference is that child in the spirit and that child in the flesh. A child in the flesh hates when somebody tells him something. Hates when somebody try to correct him. Hate when somebody try to lead his life right. But the child in the spirit and the man in the flesh, the child in the spirit and a man in the flesh, he going to love when someone come and tell him, because he going to want to increase. Read.
Neither will he go unto the wise.
See, a man that don't come back as a little child, he going to hate to go unto somebody that's wise, because he going to know they're going to see right through him. Give me 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7. Let's see, because the thing is, when you're coming into this truth, you got the option of being what type of little child you're going to be. Are you going to be that little child in the spirit? Or are you going to be that little child in the flesh? 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7.
The book of 1 John chapter 3 verse 7.
Read on.
Little children.
See what he's saying, little children. Read.
Let no man deceive you.
See, when you are a little child in the flesh, any man can deceive you. But if you notice something, when you look at a little child that's a good little child, you can't just tell them nothing. They're going to go ask their parents. They're going to go and follow what their parents say. But a little child in the flesh, they're going to get in that van with their candy. Read.
He that doeth righteousness is righteous.
He that doeth righteousness is righteous. Read.
Even as he is righteous.
See, that's plain and simple. To a child, even a child could understand that he that doeth righteousness is righteous. That's just plain and simple. But when you come into this truth and you don't set yourself as a little child in your mind, you get confused. And you be seeing wickedness over here, maybe that's righteous. You be seeing righteous over here, maybe that's a little bit wicked. You don't know anymore. It's not simple anymore. Read.
He that committed sin is of the devil.
That's simple. He that committed sin is of the devil, period. Read.
For the devil sinned from the beginning.
Read on.
For this proposed the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Read on.
Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin.
That's when you start, when you come back as a little child, you realize this Bible is simple.
That's right.
It say, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. And when you reading that, and you reading it, and you seeing what it say, and you actually abiding your life by that, it become very easy. But when you complicate it because you don't humble yourself, your life become very hard. Read.
For his seed remaineth in him.
Read on.
And he cannot sin because he is born of God.
Read on.
In this the children of God are manifest.
In this the children of the Spirit are manifest. Read.
And the children of the devil.
And the children in the flesh. You got children that are children in their spirit and humble. And you got children that are children in their flesh and are pride, full of pride. You got the bad kids and you got the good kids.
Right.
Read on.
Whoso doeth not righteousness is not of God.
Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. This is simple. A child could understand this. Read.
Neither he that loveth not his brother.
And that's what it come down to, because when you come back as a child amongst your brethren, you love your brethren. But when you come back as a child in the flesh, you're going to have a hatred in your heart.
That's right.
And I know we've all seen them children, they got that hatred in their heart for their own sibling. Give me Matthew 18 and 4. Let's go back. Read this.
The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 4.
Read.
Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child.
It didn't say to become a little child. It say to become as little children in the spirit. And it say, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as the little child, take on the characteristics of that little child. Read.
The same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
See, when you take on the characteristics and the humility, humble yourself as a little child, it gives you the opportunity to grow into a man and into a woman.
Right.
And we cannot become a nation that is still children in the flesh.
Right.
How can we lead our households if we are still children in the flesh, but are adults in the spirit? We have to switch it and become children in the spirit and adults in the flesh.
That's right.
See, give me 1 Peter 5 and 6.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 6.
Read.
Humble yourselves, therefore.
Do what?
Humble yourselves, therefore.
Humble yourselves, therefore. Read.
Under the mighty hand of God.
Under the mighty hand of God. Read.
That he may exalt you in due time.
See, when you humble yourself to God, a lot of people, they humble themselves to their leaders. And that's what we have to move away from. No more humbling ourselves just to our leaders. It's important to follow your leaders and to have respect.
Right.
But when you humbling yourself, who are you humbling yourself to? Are you humbling yourself to your leader? Or are you humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God? See, that he may exalt you in due time. Read.
Casting all your cares upon him.
Read on.
For he careth for you.
Read on.
Be sober.
Hold on. Do what?
Be sober.
Hold on. Do what?
Be sober.
See, that word be sober, as a nation, we don't even know what be sober means.
Right.
You know, be sober, that's throughout. When you're reading in the New Testament, it is littered through the New Testament. What is that be sober? We're going to cover it. But when you're reading that, understand it's in your mind.
Right.
You got to have a clear understanding, patience, kindness, charity, love for your brothers. You can't be in your mind and have a tornado going through your mind. Read on.
Be vigilant.
How can you be vigilant if you still a child in the flesh?
That's right.
A child in the flesh is not vigilant. They'll run through that street without looking for cars. They don't understand how to count money. They don't understand how to keep a job. They don't understand how to make sure they pay their bills on time. They don't understand anything about responsibility. When it say be vigilant, you got to take care of your business.
Right.
Read.
Because your adversary, the devil.
See, the deacon already went over. He said, your adversary, the devil. Where is the devil?
He
Where is that devil? It say, be sober in your mind, be vigilant in your mind, because your adversary, the devil, where? In your mind.
That's right.
Read.
As a roaring lion.
As a roaring lion, read.
Walking about, seeking whom he may devour.
And you get devoured by your own pride, by your own wanting to do what you want to do, instead of humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God. You will get devoured. Titus chapter 2 and verse 1. Read this, all right? Titus chapter 2 and verse 1.
The book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 1.
Read.
But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine.
See, when we speak, we have to speak sound doctrine. That means the thing we teach, it needs to be clear. It needs to be clear enough that even a child could understand. That is why when you come in as a little child, you'll see the truth. You'll see it because it's clear to be understood. Read.
That the aged men be sober.
That the aged men be sober. Read on.
Grave, temperate, sound in faith, and in charity, in patience.
See, we're going to cover these things. It say that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and in patience. Give me 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13.
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13.
Read this, Art.
Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind.
He say, gird up the loins of your mind. Read.
Be sober.
Be what?
Be sober.
See, the thing is, when you're not sober, your life is not in order. When it say, gird up the loins of your mind, you got to strap down the ship. Everything in your life needs to be under your control. See, we got to come back to the way our forefathers used to be. How can you handle 13,000 sheep, 10,000 cattle, 100,000 acres of land, gold, silver, servants, and handmaids? How could we do that if we didn't come back to being full men and women of the Lord? Read.
And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Yahweh Shai Christ.
Hope for the end for the grace that is to be revealed unto you. Read.
That is to be revealed.
Verse 14.
Read on. As an obedient children.
As obedient children. Read.
Not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance.
So what are we coming back as obedient children to? It's just coming back to God. That's all it means. We call the Most High God our Father. We have to come back as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. Read.
But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
So you have to separate the way that you speak.
That's right.
You have to evolve the way that you speak. Become a man not only in your actions, but in your words. Women becoming women, not only in their actions, but in their words. Read.
Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
It is written, be ye holy. Give me Titus chapter 2 and verse 2.
The book of Titus chapter 2 verse 2.
Read.
That the aged men be sober.
That the aged men be sound in their mind. We have to learn how to train our minds to have everything in our lives in order. Too many times do I see brothers that their lives go out of whack because they don't have things locked. They haven't battened down the hatches. They haven't locked down the things in their life. They're allowing, you know, luck and fate and whatever they want to put their faith in, instead of putting their faith in God. Read.
That the aged man be sober.
Read.
Pray.
See, we have to be more serious.
That's right.
As men and women, we haven't seen real starvation. We haven't seen real tragedy. We haven't seen death. We haven't seen your house got burned down and you lost everything. We haven't seen the tragedies of Job. We haven't seen your child died. We haven't seen these things. It's say we got to get more serious because the trials that are coming, they're going to be too much for a lot of us to handle. Read.
Temperate.
Read.
Sound in faith.
Hold on. What?
Sound in faith.
We have to become sound in what we believe in. We have to become so rock solid in this truth that can't nobody move us. Read on.
In charity, in patience.
In charity and in patience. See, one thing about a child in the flesh, a child in the flesh cannot be patient.
That's right.
Even, you know, I be seeing some of these little children up here in the school. They be running around. You try to tell them to sit down. They be squirming in their seat. They can't stop moving. And I see adults, grown men in the truth are the same way. In their spirit, they are the same way. In their flesh, they are the same way. They cannot hold themselves still. They cannot focus their mind. They cannot. And imagine if, as a nation, we could focus the intelligence and the power and the strength that we have in our spirit, if we could really focus it.
Right.
But instead, what do the people in this kingdom tell us? We have ADHD and things like that. That's a lie. We just don't have control of our spirit. That's the only thing. Give me Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12. One thing they teach them is instead of controlling your spirit, they give them medication. And that's destroying a lot of our young children nowadays too. Because all you got to do is control yourself. See, but instead they want to drug them up. Read this out.
The book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 12.
Read.
Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed.
See, there go that word obeyed again. That's the importance to say obedience is better than sacrifice.
That's
when
right.
You come into the truth, it's very important for you to just lay down what you believe and just be obedient unto the Lord. And then it becomes so simple. When you're a child and you go in your home and as a child, all your parents say is just clean your room and I'll feed you. I'll clothe you. I'll pay for everything you want, everything you need. You got toys. You got electricity. You got hot water. All you need to do is clean your room.
That's right.
All you need to do is make sure your bathroom clean. And see, when that child become obedient to do those simple things, everything else in their life just work out.
Right.
But when they don't want to be obedient to those two things their parent asked them to do, everything in their life starts shutting down. Grounded. Can't go outside.
Right.
Can't play with your toys.
Right.
Can't do the things you want to do. Else, as Israelites, we the same way. We supposed to have an easy life. Everything's supposed to just lock into place. The Most High God blessed us. But because we can't just keep the commandments, the Most High God has taken away all the privileges he's given us.
That's right.
Read.
Not as in my presence only.
Not as in his presence only. Read.
But now, much more in my absence.
Because a child in the flesh, when their parent leave, they're going to stop cleaning their room. Because they never really wanted to. But a child in the spirit that's humble, he's going to be diligent to what his parents ask him to do. Read.
Work out your own salvation.
Work out what?
Work out your own salvation.
Read.
With fear and trembling.
That's one thing Israelite boys and girls cannot do in the truth is work out their own stuff. Work out your own problems. Work out your own issues. Work out your own salvation. Work out your own life. Work it out. Use the brain that you was given to work things out. And it's like when we come into the truth, we stop using our brain.
That's right.
The brain, it shuts down. And we become totally reliant on somebody else to tell us everything we're supposed to do instead of just thinking.
Jeez.
Work out your own salvation. Go, if you're thinking about something, go do the research. Go study it. Go get diligent at it. Go work yourself. Because when it comes down to the point when we have 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 men and women of Israel, how are we going to do anything if 300,000 men and women can't even think for themselves?
That's right.
How are we going to accomplish anything? See, read.
Oh, that's all. God.
That's all I want on that. Give me 1 Kings chapter 2 and verse 1.
The book of 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 1.
Read.
Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon, his son, saying.
See, he charged Solomon, his son, saying, read.
I go the way of all the earth.
He's saying he's going to die, right? Read on.
Be thou strong, therefore.
Be strong in your spirit, therefore. Read.
And show thyself a man.
So is he telling him not to be humble because he's saying that he wants him to be a man? He wants him to grow up to be a man. He still is going to have that humble spirit of a child. But he say, you better shoe yourself to be a man. Grow up. Take care of your business. Handle your responsibilities. I'm not going to be here anymore to help you do those things. Do it for yourself.
That's right.
Show yourself to be a man.
Teach.
You've been raised this long as a child. Show yourself to be a man. Read.
And he kept the charge of the Lord thy God.
And keep the charge of the Lord thy God. Read.
To walk in his way.
When are brothers and sisters going to start walking on their own? How long will brothers and sisters need someone to carry them to the pool? When will they get up on their own feet and take up thy bed and walk?
That's right.
Read.
To keep his statutes.
To keep his statutes. Read.
And his commandments.
Read on.
And his judgments.
Read on.
And his testimony.
Read on.
As it is written in the law of Moses.
We all are reading the same book. How many Israelites out here can't read? You know, like really are illiterate, can't read the English language or whatever language that they read the Bible in. How many of y'all can't read? Raise your hand. Not one hand gonna get raised. You know, I don't know, you know, maybe, you know, but we can read. So why he's telling him, just go and read your Bible and do what it say. Don't do the things it say not to do. Do the things it say to do. Simple. See, you can read that instruction manual for your car, can't you? For your watch, when you got that new watch in the mail, you can read that instruction manual. You learned how to operate that microwave when you bought that microwave. You learned how to use that remote control for your TV when you bought that. Read that manual. Why can't you read this manual and understand? Why is this manual so hard to understand?
That's right.
Read.
That thou mayest prosper in all that thou dost, and whatsoever thou turnest thyself.
But that's why so many brothers and sisters are putting their hand forth to do something. And it is, matter of fact, go to Deuteronomy real quick. Chapter 28. And let me see here. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 20. See, that's why so many brothers are putting their hands forth to open up a business. Or sisters putting their hands forth to do something in their household. And it's failing. Why? Because they have yet to grow up. They have yet to take on the responsibility. They just believe in that they're going to, I guess, sow a seed somewhere and it's just going to grow without putting in that diligence and that work. Read.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 20.
Read on.
The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do.
Is the curses magic? See, that's one thing we have to get out of our head when we read these curses and we believe that we believe it's magic. You know, matter of fact, jump up to verse 16.
Verse 16.
Read this.
Curse shall thou be in the city.
Is this magic? Did the Most High God say, curse shall thou be in the city, and then magically we was just cursing in the city? Or did it come from the decisions we made in our lives that cursed us in the city?
That's right.
Because one thing I've noticed is that once I start keeping the commandments and being diligent in my life, the cursed in the city part, it kind of is not as bad as it used to be. So is that magic? Read on.
And cursed shall thou be in the field.
He's saying, cursed shalt thou be in the field. Is that a magical curse? Or is it because we're not diligent enough to do what we need to do in the field? Is it because we're not diligent enough to take care of our business that we are now cursed in the field? Or did he just say you was going to be cursed in the field and then all of a sudden you put a seed in the ground and it just don't grow because of magic? See, read on.
Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store.
And see, is this because we just go into the store and we just all of a sudden we can't put nothing in the basket? Or is it because of our decision making, we're not able to properly feed our families, take care of our business, store up food, store up water? We're not able to actually have our own businesses, have our own things set up because of our decision making? Or is it because of a magic word the Lord said and now all of a sudden we just can't do things? See, jump back down to verse 20.
Verse 20.
Read.
The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, rebuke, and all that thou settest thy hand unto for to do.
See, so are you telling me that if you are diligent and taking care of your business and being a man and being a woman and setting up your business in diligence, that for some reason, because of magic, that you're going to be cursed and vexation and rebuke is going to come on everything you do because of magic? Or are you telling me when you keep the commandments and you diligent and you doing the things you're supposed to do, that you're going to be blessed? See, read.
Until thou be destroyed.
Read on.
And until thou perish quickly.
Everything you put your hand for to do, because you're not putting in the work, the diligence, the effort, the consistency, the Spirit of God, putting these things into it, that's why everything you put your hand for to do is destroyed. That's why brothers can't set up businesses. That's why sisters can't take care of their business. That's why our nation as a whole, we don't have nothing for ourselves because of our own decision making. Read.
Because of the wickedness of thy doing.
Hold on. What did it say? Because of magic?
Because of the wickedness of thy doing.
It say because the reason why you can't set nothing up for yourself is because of the wickedness of your own doings.
That's right.
Because you set yourself up for failure. You went to go start that business and did not do no research. You went to go set up that business and did not make sure you had the proper equipment. You did that to yourself. He said, because of the wickedness of thy doings, that's why you went into your household to set up order and you didn't fully do the research or ask for counsel or make sure that everything you were saying was right. That's why your wife ain't listening to you, because of the wickedness of your doings. Read.
Whereby thou hast forsaken me.
Whereby that, because when you forsake diligence, you forsake God. The Most High God is a God of wisdom, a God of knowledge, a God of faith, a God of patience. And when you forsake those things, you forsaking him. When you become a man that's impatient, don't want to take care of his business, you are literally forsaking God. That is the Spirit of God within you. Go back to 1 Kings chapter 2 and verse 1. Actually, we're good on that. Give me Titus chapter 2 and verse 3. See, we have to understand the Spirit of God is within us. And that Spirit of the Spirit of the Most High, the Spirit of Yahawashi, is that Spirit inside of you that makes you be diligent about things.
Right.
That makes you take care of your business. That is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God that makes you make sure that your family is taken care of. That makes you make sure that your wife understands what she's reading in the scriptures. That is the Spirit of Christ. Well, when you forsake those things, you forsake the Spirit of Christ. Read this,
the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 3.
Read on.
The aged women, likewise.
See, the aged women, likewise. Read.
That they be in behavior as becometh holy.
How many women can truly say that their behavior is holy? When you're reading in the scriptures and you're reading about the holy women of God, do you see yourself? And that's one thing we have to see. The thing is, like Yochanan, you said a lot, you know, back, you know, when he was teaching those things, he said, why is it that nowadays women believe they can't be righteous, or they can't understand the scriptures, or they can't, you know, really be at the level of righteousness that we can be at? You know, where in the scriptures do it say a woman cannot be holy, righteous? You know, why do they always set themselves a bar lower than what they can be? We could be so much more. Read.
Right. Not false accusers.
Not false accusers. See, that false accusing, that's why, you know, the women have the stereotype of being gossipers.
Right.
Because they cannot control their mouth. And men too. Men have that problem, you know. But women, they have that spirit on them. Read.
Not given to much wine.
Not given to much wine. Because when you are a false accuser, when you are a gossiper, you are easily convinced of things. You are easily tricked that things are going on. You are somebody, any of your friends can come and tell you anything and you will just believe it. And our sisters have to get out of that spirit, because that's a middle school spirit right there. That is a high school spirit. You know, when you just you was a child and anybody come and tell you anything and you just believe it, that is a child in the flesh. You know, read.
Teachers of good things.
Teachers of good things. How are you a teacher of good things? Are you an actual teacher? Are you pulling precepts out the Bible? Or is it by your example? How many sisters can look at themselves and say, I am a good example of what an Israelite woman should be?
Teach.
But the thing is, we as Israelites, we afraid to look at ourselves in the mirror. How many brothers out there can look at theyself in the mirror and say, I am a good example of what a Israelite man should be?
That's right.
That is a hard question to ask yourself. Because when you being honest with yourself, not a lot of times, the answer is no. And that shouldn't be the case. Give me Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 16. It say not false accusers. Let's see what the Most High God say about how we should handle that. Read this.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 17.
Read this.
Thou shalt not hate thy brother and thine heart.
Verse 16.
Verse 16.
Read.
Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people.
See, we got to get over this. Going up and down as a talebearer among the people. We got to control our mouth. Because that, like I say, that's a middle school spirit.
That's
that
right.
is a 12-year-old spirit where you can't, a word, you hear something and you can't hold it in. It's piercing you through your side. You've got to tell somebody about it. You've got to tell somebody about what you heard. And that is a spirit that our sisters have bad. They immediately get on that phone. Beep, 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 beep. Girl, did you hear about what happened? And we got to get out of that, because if you're still doing that, examine yourself. If you're still doing that in your life, you're still a child. And I ain't even going front. I'm learning that. You know what I'm saying? Men have that problem too, because I've had plenty. You know, I've had plenty of times where I got to be like, do I really need to talk about that? You know, I heard that happen, but do I really need to say anything?
Teach.
You know, maybe I should just keep my mouth shut. And that's a hard thing for me to do, because I didn't grow up like that. You know, I grew up just whatever I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna ask about it. I'm running my mouth, and I had to change that. When I became a child in the spirit and a man in my body, a man in the flesh. You know, when I became a child in the spirit and humbled myself and became a man and shew myself a man in the flesh. See, read.
Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people.
Read.
Neither shall thy stand against the blood of thy neighbor.
Read on.
I am the Lord.
See, when you talking about your brother or you talking about your sister, you lifting up their skirt. You showing off their nakedness when you're supposed to be loving on your brother, loving on your sister, but instead you talking about them behind their back. Or you even, you know, sometimes we just need to leave things alone. We hear something about somebody, we go and we talking to them about it. Man, just leave. Why you got to go talk to them about it? Leave it alone. Let them handle it. Why do you have to get in on the gossip? Why do you have to know all the new gab? Why do you have to get all the good information? Why? Leave it alone. It's none of your business. And that's what we have to learn as a nation. It's none of your business.
That's
See?
Right.
Give me 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. That's something hard for Israel to hear. It is none of your business. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21.
The book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21.
Read this, Art.
For even hereunto were ye called.
Hereunto, you were called for this. Read.
Because Christ also suffered for us.
Christ suffered for us. Read.
Leaving us an example.
Hold on. What did Christ do?
Leaving us an example.
See, if you following Christ, how are you going to say you following Christ and you're not leaving the example? That's one thing. As a nation, we are too quick to exalt ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And when I say too quick to exalt ourselves, I mean, a brother will straight up tell you he a follower of Christ, but is not showing up the example. And that is too quick to exalt yourself. You know what I'm saying? Brothers too quick to say, oh, well, I've been in the truth this many years and this many years, but it's still not showing the example. We have to be, as a nation, humble yourself and look and examine yourself and see, are you really following Christ? Are you really humble unto Christ? Read.
That ye should follow his steps.
That ye should follow in his steps and walk as he walked. Read.
Who did no sin.
Who did what?
Who did no sin.
See, the thing is, it say who did no sin. Now, we know brothers going to stumble. We know sisters going to stumble. But when you in the spirit of Christ, you're not going to hold yourself down. See, because I'm going to tell you something. Everybody heard the term teen angst. Teen angst. You know, when you are a child and you 16, 17 years old, you get easily depressed and you get easily in your feelings and you be feeling bad about stuff you did and things like that. And you just get all in your emotions. That's a teenager thing. when you grow into a man or a woman, you're supposed to be over that.
Right.
You're supposed to be done with that depression stuff. You're supposed to be done with that teen angst stuff. You're supposed to be done with that, oh, I said the wrong thing, I did the wrong thing, oh, my life is over, everything's done, I can't show my face there anymore. We're done with that. You're an adult now. You're 30 years old. You're over that. You see what I'm saying? He say, who did no sin, read.
Neither was God found in his mouth.
And then we have to get rid of that poison in our mouths. That gossiping, that guile, those lies. Read.
Who? When he was revealed.
When he was reviled, when he was hated, read.
Reviled, not again.
See, we got children in the children in the flesh can't show true love.
Right.
They can't show true love. Why? Because children in the flesh are selfish. You ask them to share that candy with their friend, they're not going to do it. They don't care. They want that candy all to themselves. Child in the flesh is selfish. They cannot show true love. Read.
When he suffered, he threatened not.
Read.
But committed himself to him that judgeth righteously.
You got to commit yourself unto Christ. Read.
Who his own self bared our sins in his own body on the tree.
Read on.
That we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness.
Read on.
By whose stripes ye were healed.
How can we say we love Christ, and we follow Christ, and we walk after Christ, and then he did these things for us, and we still children in the flesh? We still allowing ourselves to be sucked down by petty things. Things that mean nothing. Somebody says something wrong to you, and now you hate them for the next 5 years.
That's right.
How can we call ourselves followers of Christ who bear our sins in his own body on a tree, that we being dead to sins, he died for that so that we could live. And we're not even truly living. We're stuck in our own depression, our own emotions, our own hatred, and we can't even live the life that Christ gave unto us and died for us to have. Read.
For ye were as sheep going astray.
Because ye were as sheep going astray, read.
For are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul.
Have you, can you look yourself in the mirror and say, I have truly returned? Or are you still 1 foot out? Or are you still, you know, be honest with yourself. Are you still finding your way back? You know, it say we supposed to be returned, return. And the one limitation stopping you from returning is your own pride. It really is, because if you just listen to the word, the preaching that the elder bringing out, the deacon bringing out, the deacons bringing out, the captains, the word now is love. And when you have that true love, you have returned. And the only limitation stopping you from fully returning is a lack of love. And when you find yourself still on that path, that the only thing that say to me is that you still haven't discovered true love.
That's right.
That's it. You know, give me Titus chapter 2 and verse 4.
The book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 4.
Read.
That they may teach the young women to be sober.
That they may. See, the thing is, when it say teach, it means be an example. It say that they may be that example to the young women to have their minds in order. These young women, when they come in and they see you, do they see a woman that got her life in order? That got her mind in order? You know what I'm saying? That's diligent in her works, can show the example? Or do they see someone that is still on a teenager level in their mind? You know, read.
To love their husbands.
To love their husbands. And if you don't, see, not everybody got a husband. What is it saying? It's just to love Christ.
Right.
When you love your husband, you love Christ. When you love Christ, you love your husband. That's what it is. Read.
To love their children.
And to love their children. And not everybody got children. When you love the body of Christ, you love your children. When you love your children, you're going to love your brothers, the body of Christ. It's as simple as that. To love your peoples and to love Christ. Is those not the two great commandments? That's all it's saying. Read.
To be discreet, chastened, keepers at home.
So is that saying you're supposed to be locked in your house? Read it again.
To be discreet.
What is discreet? To be discreet. Just don't be running your mouth about it, things that ain't got nothing to do with you. Mind your business. See, it's as simple as that. Read.
Chase,
don't be going above and beyond what you're supposed to do. Be simple. Read.
Keepers at home.
Just don't be gadding abroad out in the world. And, you know, I'll be real with you. When I see righteous Israelite women that they don't, when you come into the truth and you come back to God, you don't want to be out there in the world like that. You know what I'm saying? You got too much to do. You got to make sure the house right. is in order. You got to take care of them children. You got to take care of the clothes. You got to do the things you're supposed to do. If you got a business, you got to take care of your business. I know me personally, I don't got time to be out there in the world no more. You know what I'm saying? There's too much to do when you are a diligent man or a diligent woman. Read on.
Good, obedient to their own husbands.
Good and obedient to their own husbands. Now, a lot of sisters got issues with being obedient to their own husbands. That don't mean being a slave. Being obedient to your own husband don't mean that he tell you to do something. He say jump and you say how high. That's not necessarily what it means. It just means your husband, he might know more. You just have to trust your husband. If your husband telling you this is something that needs to be done, you should trust him to go ahead and take care of that.
Right.
Instead of always arguing, always fighting, always finding something else to do, why don't you just work as a team and take care of them? If you work as a team, imagine what you could accomplish. Gotcha. But as long as you keep on fighting each other on simple things, fighting each other on the simple things in your life, you'll always struggle and everything you put forth your hand to do will be cursing, vexation, and rebuke. You see? Read.
That the word of God be not blasphemed.
That the word of God be not blasphemed. Read.
Young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded.
See, and then it say, young men coming into the truth. Does that mean age? You see, a 65-year-old man can come in and be a young man. Why? Because he's young. He's still young. He's still a child. He's still growing. It's a young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded. You got to exhort to be like that other brother over there that is showing himself to be sober. He's showing himself that he got his life in order. You come and ask him a question, and if he got the answer, he's going to give you a straight answer. And if he don't got the answer, he's not going to tell you a lie. This is sober-minded. You're not just spewing things out of your mouth. Everything is diligence. Everything is intelligence. Read.
In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works.
And then when you a young man coming into the truth, your main effort should be show yourself a pattern of good works. You know, your main focus should be, I need to make sure that, one thing I tell you, you know, when I be dealing with work or businesses that I'm dealing with, or any kind of work that I'm doing, I'm not focused on making big moves. That's not what I do. I focus on making small, consistent gains. And that's the difference between somebody who's going to be successful and somebody who's going to fail. Because that person who makes small, consistent gains, he's always going to be increasing. Every day, he might have little increases every day, but every day he's consistently increasing. 5 years from now, he's going to be well on his way. But that man that's always chasing the big money, the big dough, the big increase,
that's right.
5 years from now, he might be in the gutter. Why? Because his consistency is all over the place. One day he winning, next day he in the negative. One day he in the negative, next day he winning. You never know. You know what I'm saying? I would much rather be that brother that got that pattern of small, consistent gains. Read.
In doctrine, showing uncorruptness.
See, in doctrine, you have to show uncorruptness. That means you just have to be sure about everything you're saying.
That's right.
You know, when you're speaking on something, you just got to make sure that it is true. And that's all it is. Because if you're speaking on something and you're not even sure that it's true, and I'm going to tell you something, brothers know. A lot of brothers, they liars. You know, they know that what they saying, they haven't fully proved it yet. They know it. But they going to tell you a lie so you will believe them. And that's what Israel has to get out of. Because they know in your spirit, you know a lie from a truth. You know it. You just lying to yourself. Read.
Gravity.
Read.
Sincerity.
We have to be sincere. See, a child can't be sincere. That's one thing I noticed. You know, when you in high school and you dating, you never know what's going on. Because the children are not sincere. The The boy could be like, I like you, I don't like you, I like you, I don't like you. The female, she don't know what she wants. She might want to go to traveling. She might want this. They don't know because they're not sincere. They're not serious. They don't really, they're not serious about nothing. And adults even nowadays are like that. You got 35-year-old people out there dating for 3 weeks, 3 years, three months talking about, I don't know if I still want to be with this person. Not sincere, not serious about nothing. Read.
Sound speech that cannot be condemned.
Read on.
That he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed.
Read on.
Having no evil thing to say of you.
He says sound speech that cannot be condemned. That he that is against you may be ashamed when he has no evil thing to say. He can't find nothing that you're doing wrong. You know, he can't find no sin on you. Let's get that. Give me Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13. Read this, Ak.
The book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 13.
Read.
For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
See, when you give yourself over to Christ and to the Most High God, you give yourself over to his will and to do of his good pleasure.
That's right.
And when you do that, it make your life so much easier because the less decisions you have to make. When you thinking about what decision you're going to make, you're going to say, well, what's best for me and what's best for my wife and what's best for Christ? What fits us all together and what makes it the best for all of us? And the decisions become quite easy and your life become easier. Read.
Do all things without murmuring.
Do all things without murmurings. Read.
And disputings.
And disputings. That means we got to shut our mouths. As men and women, I ain't never seen a real man murmur. You know, gossiping, that is a young child thing to do. A real man that is a man of God, gossiping, it's unheard of. Read.
That he may be blameless and harmless.
See, but when you are a gossiper, you can't be blameless and harmless. Because somebody will always be able to come to you and tell you, well, why did you speak on that brother behind his back? Why did you do that? Why didn't you keep that commandment? Why didn't you do that? And you're going to have to explain why you weren't following the example. Why you weren't being the example. And you're not harmless. Read.
The sons of God.
The children of God. Read.
Without rebuke.
And see, when you love your peoples and love your brothers and sisters, you are without rebuke. Can't nobody come and tell. And that's one thing I realized when I'm following leadership and learning from them is that to be truly without rebuke, you got to have love. And when you have love, can't nobody, what they going to say? You love too much? What they going to say? Oh, you helped out too much? You know what I'm saying? What are they going to say? They have nothing evil to say of you. Why? Because you ain't had no hatred in your heart this whole time. See? Read.
That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God.
Read on.
Without rebuke.
Read on.
In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation.
And who is this crooked and perverse nation? Is this Esau?
Read out.
Is this Ham? Or is it talking about Israel? You have to be, you might be the only person in a camp full of 150 people that understands true love. You might be that one person. But you would be that one person that's blameless and harmless. A son of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. You can't let nobody change who you are. If you're going to have love, then have love. Don't let nobody take that from you. Because when they take it from you, you never really had it. Read.
Among ye, shine as lights in the world.
You got to shine as a light in the world. We have to shine as lights, man. We cannot allow to be put out by our own. Give me Titus chapter 2 and verse 9. We can allow our light to be put out by our own lack of diligence. You know, you got a beautiful idea, a beautiful mind, you know, a beautiful idea for a business, and you let your light die simply because you have a lack of diligence in putting forth the effort and putting forth the work. You know, you got a beautiful understanding of the scriptures. You know, you have a good spirit, and then you let your light die simply because you can't get over that hatred in your heart. We can't let our light die. Read this,
The book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 9.
Read.
Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters.
See, exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters. Who is your own master? That's Christ within you. You got to be obedient unto the Spirit of Christ. Read.
And to please them well in all things.
Read on.
Not answering again.
We have too much pride in Israel, where you'll be told by, you know, your leaders or your elders how to be righteous. And we have too much arguing going on, where it's like they fight against the righteousness of Christ. Not answering again. That means when somebody comes to you and they have the understanding and you recognize them as having the understanding, then listen to them and do what they say. It's as simple as that. When you come back as a child in your spirit, read.
Not prolonging, but showing.
He say, not prolonging, but showing all, read on.
Good fidelity.
Read on.
That they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior in all things.
Read on.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men.
The grace of God hath appeared to all men, bringing salvation. Read.
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust.
See, when you're denying ungodliness and worldly lust, it's all leading back to pride. When you're denying ungodliness, you have to deny your own self. Deny your own pride. Just put away that pride and then be humble unto Christ. It's as simple as that. And when you humble unto Christ, it make it so much easier to be godly. It make it so much easier to deny worldly lust. Read.
We should live soberly.
We should live with control over our minds. That's all it is. We should live with the ability to discern good from evil and the truth from a lie. We should live with the ability to go into our house and put, some people, when they go into their house and they see it's dirty, they don't even know where to start. You should be able to go in there and say, okay, I'm going to start with these little things and I'm going to work through it. In about 2 hours, it's going to be clean. And that, when you have the ability to focus yourself and calm yourself and knock things out and make sure they're taken care of, that's true soberness in your mind. You know, but when you panic and when you can't take care of your business, you're drunk in the mind. Read.
Righteously.
Read.
And godly.
Read on.
In this present world.
See, why can't we be men and women in this present world? Why? Why do we all have to act like we children in this present world? Why is that? Why is it that the men nowadays can't strive to own their own land, or can't strive to have their own businesses, or can't strive to have their own cattle, or their own sheep, or their own chickens? Why is it that we all were waiting for somebody else to come save us? Why is it that we all waiting for somebody else to give us some cattle? Instead of going and getting our own cattle, instead of going and getting our own acres of land, every man should be striving to give themselves a couple of acres of land. That's how we're going to take back the kingdom. Read.
Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Yahushua Christ.
Read on.
Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity.
He gave himself for us to redeem us from that lifestyle. Stop giving yourself back over to that lifestyle. Read.
And purified unto himself a peculiar people.
Read on.
Zealous of good works.
What are we supposed to be?
Zealous of good works.
We're supposed to love doing good works. And one thing about it is, you'll notice that, you know, when you start being diligent in your life, it make you feel good. It make you want to do more. It make you want to do more good works. Read.
These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise
thee. See, let no man despise thee for wanting to be a child in the spirit to Christ.
That's right.
For wanting to be humble. Because they're going to be jealous of you. They're going to envy you when you show yourself to be a man. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11. See, those people who don't want to humble themselves in the spirit, they always end up having envy.
That's right.
Why? Because the people that do humble themselves in the spirit, they always end up growing to be men in the flesh. The people who humble themselves in the spirit, those women, they end up being full women of God in the flesh, showing themselves godliness and true holiness. Read 1 Corinthians 13 and 11.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 11.
Read.
When I was a child, I spake as a child.
See, this is what it come down to. See, when I was a child, when I was a child in my flesh, then I spake words as a child. I gossiped as a child. I had guile as a child. I lied as a child. The words that came out of my mouth were lacking in wisdom and intelligence like a child. You see, read.
I understood as a child.
And then when I was a child in my flesh, I understood as a child. That means, I'm telling you, some brothers and sisters can't grasp certain concepts because they still a child in their flesh. They haven't grown up. They haven't submitted themselves to Christ, became a child in their spirit, and a true man and woman of God in their flesh, showing themselves to be a true man and woman of God. That's why they can't understand simple concepts in the scriptures. Read.
I thought as a child.
I thought, see, and then your thoughts, however you think is how you going to be. And let me tell you something. A true childish way of thinking is hatred.
That's right.
When you have hatred, when somebody come and say something to you and you're like, I don't like they said that to me, that one, that's a child. And when you think as a child, you are while you think. You are a child. Read.
But when I became a man.
But when I shewed myself to be a man and humbled myself, read.
I put away childish things.
See, a lot of that's why brothers and sisters be having envy for those humble people.
That's right.
Because they notice that they don't put away childish things.
That's right.
They know that they're still a child on the outside. They know that they're still a child on the inside. But when they see that other person that humbled themselves and came out and showed themselves to be a man or showed themselves to be a woman, and they put away those childish things, it make them look at themselves and they hate themselves. That's what happens to those brothers and sisters. They hate themselves. Read.
For now, we see through a glass. Darkness.
See, but right now, when you are still that child in the flesh and you still showing yourself to be a child, you seeing things darkly. You're not able to really understand these scriptures. You're not really able to see the true light of Christ. It say you seeing through a glass darkly. When you looking through tinted glass, can you see that flashlight shining? You can't see it. You can't see the true light. Read.
But then, face to face.
But when you become a man or a woman, you will finally see Christ face to face. And you have to make that decision whether you would rather be a man and see Christ face to face, or rather you would rather be that child that don't want to see Christ face to face, that would rather see it through that glass darkly. Read.
Now I know in part.
Now I know. When you're a child, you only know part. You only know little things. Read.
But then shall I know even as also I am known.
But when you come and you increase and you become a man or woman of God, you're going to know Christ the same way he know you. Why? Because Christ is a mirror. See, the thing is, people don't understand, you can know Christ as easily as he know you. You can, but you refuse to get to know yourself. But on that, you know, just Israel, we have to grow up. On that, we say shalom.
Shalom.